At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and happy Sunday morning. Can you believe it? We have already reached week 4 of the NFL season. This week has another Monday night doubleheader, something to look forward to. This is the last week before byes and the last week before we begin our London series of games. So at this time next week, we will actually have a live game that will be kicking off. That'll be something to take a look at. Today, I'm going to preview week 4. I'm going to talk about my favorite games of the week, my sit start recommendations, and then we will end with picks against the spread. I worked my way up to 8-8 last week, so let's see if I can get over 500, not get off to a good start. The Giants. It's just missed. I had them plus 4.5. Of course, they lost by 5 points. So not the greatest start to the week, but we'll see if we can rebound. Speaking of the Giants, let's kick off by looking at a little Thursday night football. The Cowboys met the Giants in New York on Thursday night, continuing that division rivalry kind of thing that we have going on Thursday night football. It was an okay game. 20-15, the Cowboys get the victory. They moved 2-2, 1-3 for the Giants, now 0-2 at home. Malik Nabers and Wandale Robinson were great. Nabers, of course, going out with a concussion to end the game, something to watch. They do have that 10 days off, so that gives him a good chance to hopefully get back for week 5 because he has become an every week start, getting to be one of the favorites for rookie of the year. I think he and Jaden Daniels are the early leaders in that category. CeeDee Lamb got back off. Got a touchdown, looking pretty good. The backfield for Dallas, a little bit of a mess. I think if I had to choose, I would go with Rico Dowdle over Ezekiel Elliott at this point in time, but hopefully you have better options. You may not, because this injury situation so far this year is no joke. And again, we start byes next week. 4 teams will go on a bye, so things are only going to get tighter. I also like Wandale Robinson. I had mentioned this if you read my Thursday preview column. I think Wandale Robinson is becoming an every game start, especially a flex consideration. He's a real PPR magnet. This week had 11 receptions for only 71 yards, but hey, that is quite a good day in PPR. That's about 18 PPR points, so you can't get a lot better than that. Somebody to keep an eye on going forward. Daniel Jones didn't have like massive turnovers, but they weren't able to get in the end zone, still only 5 field goals. That offense needs to improve, needs to step up. For Dallas, the big question after the game, both DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons left with injuries late in the game. Both of them are expected to miss some time, so that will be a blow to a defense that has already been struggling for the most part. So something to keep an eye on. Well, I think it is time to drop in and before I get to games of the week, we have one quick question. Juwan Jennings or DeAndre Hopkins? I think the question for me is whether Debo Samuel is back or not. I'm assuming that he was going to be out, but he is still listed as questionable and has a chance to go. I think if he goes, that really diminishes the opportunities for Juwan Jennings, as George Kittle is back this week. So I think I would probably lean DeAndre Hopkins for this week, even though I'm not wild about Tennessee's offense. He had a little bit of chemistry last week with Will Levis. Tennessee feels like a little bit of a toss-up, but Miami hasn't been playing that great either. That is a Monday night game to wait for, but I think there's going to be much more competition for targets for Juwan Jennings this week, especially with Kittle already in and Brandon Ayuk out there, and now potentially Debo Samuel playing as well. So let us fire it up with some games of the week. First game, games of the week, I pick one out of every window on Sundays and Mondays. Again, we have the Monday night doubleheader, so I will pick which of those I think will be the better game. I was way off last week. Buffalo just creamed the Jaguars. That was not the better of the Monday games. Maybe I'll do better this week. In the early window, I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers. Division rivalry games are always a lot of fun, and I think this one has a lot of potential. Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings have started much hotter than I was expecting, than I think a lot of people were expecting. There is a very good chance that we are going to see Jordan Love back in this one, so I think that'll make this pretty interesting and exciting. I think both of these teams are doing pretty well, and this should be a very competitive game, a lot on the line. The afternoon window, there are four late window games. None of them are spectacular. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs at the Los Angeles Chargers. Chiefs are 3-0, but they have not been blowing people away. They've just been steadily winning. The Chargers 2-1 had a stumble last week in Pittsburgh, where they fell 20-10. Justin Herbert is a little banged up, but he is expected to play. Kansas City has a makeshift backfield. Again, a divisional rivalry. You see these games being kind of tight and hotly contested. So this is one that I am definitely interested in the afternoon window. Sunday Night Football is a great one. The Buffalo Bills at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens only 1-2. They have struggled a little bit this year. They lost very tight to Kansas City on opening day. They blew a huge lead at home against the Raiders in week two. Buffalo, meanwhile, 3-0. They have been looking really good. I kind of like Buffalo in this game, as you'll see when we get to my picks, but I think this is going to be a pretty good matchup of two teams that have a lot on the line. The Ravens kind of desperately trying to claw back into the top tier in the AFC North. The Bills looking to remain undefeated and maybe stay on top of the AFC. And I mentioned there are two Monday night games. The early game is Tennessee at Miami. That is just not the one that I am interested in. I think the 3-0 Seahawks at the 2-1 Lions is the best of the games that night. I really like the Lions. They are back at home. We'll see how they do there. Got a big win over Arizona in week three. Seahawks, meanwhile, have been one of the surprise teams, 3-0 under new coach Mike McDonald. I think both these teams have some aspirations beyond just winning in the regular season. So I think this is going to be a good game full of a lot of stars. Kenneth Walker should be back. He is off the injury report and cleared. So that is good news for the Seattle Seahawks. Also, looks like Sam Laporta, even though he got binged up last week, will be available to play. So both these teams could be at full strength on offense, which will be a lot of fun as well. The Lions have been great against the run, but have been suspect against the pass. And the Seahawks have a couple of good receivers. The Lions, meanwhile, they have a lot of fun offensive pieces. Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, and Sam Laporta. So it should be a lot of fun. Well, that is my take on games of the week. Let's get to some lineup suggestions. By now, you know how sit start works. I give you one start and one sit from each of the four categories, looking for top 12 at quarterback and tight end, and top 24 at running back and wide receiver. Last week, I went 2-2 with my start suggestions, 3-1 with my sit suggestions. I was 5-3 overall. Not a bad mark. Again, we try to hold some accountability. This week, my start this week is Jaden Daniels. He is QB2 on the season. He has not turned the ball over in his first three games. He has been really hot. I think that is almost a no-brainer start pick, but after seeing what he did in Cincinnati last week, how can you not love him going to Arizona and facing a pretty soft Cardinals defense in week four? I am firing up Jaden Daniels. On the flip side, another of our Monday night quarterbacks that I am not so bullish on, I am sitting Trevor Lawrence of the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, he got paid this offseason. He has a contract worth $55 million a year, but that didn't keep Doug Peterson from suggesting that Lawrence is on the hot seat as the team's starter, and that makes sense after an 0-3 start where Lawrence is just QB28 on the season. They are in Houston against the Texans. I think the Texans will be an angry team after last week. Let's just say I am not optimistic. When we switch it over to running backs, my start this week is Aaron Jones. It's a bit of a gamble. He's already 13 on the season. He had a great game in week one and a great game in week three, but that was sandwiched around a little bit of a lower scoring outing against the 49ers in week two. Sam Darnold is a little banged up. Some of the passing game weapons are ailing, although Jordan Addison should be back in this one. But this is a matchup against his old team. He said he's already picked out a location where he'll take his Lambeau leap as a Viking. I think he's going to soar in this one. I think he makes top 24 play this week. In terms of sits, I'm sitting DeAndre Swift of the Chicago Bears. Look, last week was supposed to be a get-right game against a soft-rushing defense. He manages 20 yards on 13 carries against the Colts. That's not good. He got outrushed by Roshon Johnson on fewer carries. He's RB 45 on the season, averaging less than 5 points a game. I suspect he'll start ceding carries to Johnson because Johnson looked good last week. Swift is a stay away from me this week, even though it's a decent matchup against the Rams. Let's switch it over to wide receiver. And my start this week is Chris Godwin. He is just having a great and steady season. He's had 17 or more points in each game this
season. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Season. He's sitting as wide receiver 3 on the season. This week, the Buccaneers have a big home matchup with the Eagles. The Eagles had a more conservative game last week. They're missing some wide receivers, but I expect there's going to be some back and forth. I really like Godwin to be a big part of that. He seems to have great chemistry going on with Baker Mayfield right now. My sit in this one's a tough one. Michael Pittman Jr. of the Colts. I believe in Pittman's talent, but it's been growing pains for this Colts passing offense. Anthony Richardson has only made a handful of starts in his career. He only had a couple of games last year, and now he's only going into his fourth week in year two, which is kind of, in some ways, going to be like doing the rookie year over again. He's just not on the same page with Pittman. Pittman's wide receiver 70 on the season. He's averaging less than 7 points a game. I am hopeful it will get better. He was wide receiver 13 last year, but right now he is a sit for me. Starts, it doesn't get easier than firing up Dallas Goedert of the Philadelphia Eagles. A.J. Brown is out. Devonta Smith is out. He was a top 12 tight end after 2 weeks, even with those receivers in. Last week, he had 27 PPR points. He sits as tight end 1 through 3 weeks. He is the passing game right now for the Eagles. He and Saquon Barkley are kind of the offensive focal points. They lost Britton Covey as well, so that wide receiver situation is getting thinner by the moment Philadelphia. So I think it's a no-brainer that Devonta Smith is the pass catcher you want for the Eagles. My sit, and you know, this has been a week of kind of high-profile names that I'm just not trusting anymore, or at least right now. And that is the case of tight end, where I'm sitting Mark Andrews. Look, the sound you heard last week was weeping after seeing Andrews put up 0 in week 3, 0 targets. 0 receptions. He's splitting time with Isaiah Likely. He's in a run-first, run-heavy offense. Head coach John Harbaugh has suggested that Andrews is part of a rotation at the position at this point. That just doesn't bode well. He's tight end 29. He has only 12.5 PPR points total in 3 games. I love Mark Andrews. He has been a great star at the tight end position for the last couple of years. But you know what? He is not a reliable start right now. So you probably grimace when you want to take him out of the lineup, and the projections every week are still incredibly high and optimistic, you know, 10 to 15 points. He's not coming anywhere near that. In a couple of places, I have sent him to the bench as well. If you have other options, it's time to consider them, because until we see some sign that he is getting integrated in a meaningful way in this offense, it's just not a reliable start. Well, that does it for Games of the Week and Sit Start recommendations. Before I get out of here, let's turn our attention to Picks Against the Spread. As I mentioned, I was 8-8 last week. I've been taking a step up every week. I was 21-27 after 3 weeks. I started off this week with a loss. I took the Giants +4.5. I thought Dallas would win, but it would be a tight game. It was a tight game. It was just half a point less tight than I needed to be. So, what are my rest ones? I am taking the Atlanta Falcons -1.5 over the New Orleans Saints. Both of these teams have played well at times. The Saints started out red hot. They came back to earth a little bit last week. I think being in Atlanta, I think this will be a good matchup, but I think both teams end up 2-2. I took the Chicago Bears -2.5 over the Los Angeles Rams. I think the Bears are starting to put it together. Their running game has still been incredibly suspect. We'll see if they can get more out of that running game this week. I think it's going to continue to be a three-headed committee there because no one has really established themselves, and DeAndre Swift has really scuffled. But they did get the passing game going a little bit last week. The Rams defense isn't incredible. The Rams offense is a little bit banged up. The Bears defense has been fairly solid. I think they get the win at home. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers -2.5. This was a tough one. I like what Minnesota's been doing this season, but this is Green Bay at home with Jordan Love probably back in the lineup. I think they will get a big home win. Both these teams tracking to be pretty good. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers -1.5 in Indianapolis. That Steelers defense has been no joke. Justin Fields hasn't been spectacular, but I like what he's doing at quarterback there. They're without Jaylen Warren, so it could be a big game for Najee Harris. But this is more about the Colts and their struggle to get their offense going, particularly the pass offense. Anthony Richardson struggling a little bit, a lot of turnovers the last 2 weeks, and that is not a good thing when you face the Steelers. Last week, the Broncos killed me because they are my favorite team and they won big, which knocked me out of Eliminator because I had taken Tampa Bay and Tampa Bay -6.5 points because I thought they were going to cruise. But you know what? That did not put me off the Jets this week. I'm taking the Jets -6.5. Denver lost their best defender in Alex Singleton, who was gone for the year with a knee injury. I guess their best defender is probably Pat Surtain, but he is Singleton kind of the heart of the defense. I think that is going to be a blow. The Jets are getting a little bit better. They've also had 10 days to prepare for this one coming off of Thursday night football, so I have a good feeling for them. Another interesting early window game. I'm taking the Eagles -2.5 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know the Eagles are missing wide receivers. I like what Tampa Bay has been doing this season, but I think the Eagles are going to find a way to get it done. This is a tough one. The 0-3 Cincinnati Bengals at the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are getting more and more banged up. You need to watch if you're planning to play Deontay Johnson. He's kind of a game time decision. The Bengals are getting a little healthier. I took the Panthers +4.5, but I think the Bengals will get the win here. I just am not confident with that way that Cincinnati defense is playing and the way Carolina played with Dalton that this game will be a big spread. I think the Bengals will probably get a closer win than people would like. I took the Jaguars +6.5 in Houston. I think the Houston Texans will get the outright victory. I don't think it'll be by a touchdown. Division games are always somewhat close. I think the Jags will put up some fight after getting shelled last week by the Buffalo Bills. I think ultimately they fall to 0-4, but it will be a tighter game. I took the Washington Commanders +3.5 in Arizona. Look, I'm on the Commanders right now. I like what I saw last week. I actually think they're going to get the outright victory in Arizona. Arizona is still a team that needs to find itself, and hopefully that'll be something that happens quickly. I took the San Francisco 49ers -9.5 over the New England Patriots. The Patriots had a really good showing in week one. They still have some heart. They have some defense, but the 49ers, we know George Kittle is going to be back. That gives them at least Ayuk, Kittle, and Jordan Mason, but it looks like Deebo Samuel may play as well. Getting closer to full strength, Brock Purdy is going to be a go. I think it's just going to be too much at home. San Francisco really desperate for a win right now to get back on track. In what should be one of the more grim games of the week, we have Cleveland Browns at the Las Vegas Raiders. Both teams are banged up, missing players on offense, defense, everywhere, all over the field. Marquee names are out. I took the Raiders -1.5. Part of me just feels like they are going to be motivated after Antonio Pierce called them out for some poor play last week. The Browns just have not been a good team this week. They've struggled to find that identity back on defense. They have struggled to find any identity on offense. They're not able to really run. They're missing a lot of pieces. I just don't like their energy. So I took the Raiders -1.5, and I have them for the outright victory. I took the Chargers +7.5. Look, I think the Kansas City Chiefs will get a win in Los Angeles, but the Chiefs have been winning real close in all their games. The Chargers have a pretty good defense, and they have just enough offense to keep them in it. I don't think they will get the win at home, but I think they will keep it under a touchdown. I took the Buffalo Bills +2.5 in Baltimore, and you know what? I'm taking the Bills for the outright victory. I think they moved to 4-0. The Ravens have talent, but they haven't been able to put it all together. I really like what Buffalo is doing right now. on to the Monday night football games, and some of these are a little bit tough. The first game, I took the Miami Dolphins plus 0.5 at home over Tennessee. This is basically a pick'em. Tyler Huntley getting the start for Miami. I think he will be better for that offense than Skylar Thompson was last week. They need to get Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle going. They need to get Devin Achane and Raheem Mostert going. I think they will be able to do it. I think that offense is too talented to continue to put up numbers like they did in Seattle last week. I know Tennessee has a decent defense, but Will Levis has been a turnover machine, man, and you just can't go with him. I took the Seattle Seahawks plus 4.5 in Detroit. I know you're thinking, wait, don't you like the Lions? I do. I took the Lions for straight up victory, but I don't think this is going to be a blowout game. I think Seattle is good on both sides of the ball. I think this is going to be a tight and competitive game. I think Detroit gets the win, but I don't know that it's more than by a field goal. So I took the points with Seattle. We'll see how I end up doing against the spread this week. A lot of interesting matchups, something to look forward to. As I mentioned, this is the second consecutive week with a Monday night doubleheader that ends next week, but we will have the first of bye weeks next week, four teams on a bye, and we will also have a London game that starts early at 9:30 a.m. Eastern next week. So just a lot of fun and a lot of different kind of schedule permutations here for the NFL, something to look forward to. So hopefully you are out there. Keep an eye on inactives. There are just so many guys that are game time decisions today, in addition to all the ones that have already been ruled out. I know it's getting a little bit brutal, but hang in there. And good luck in all your fantasy matchups today in week 4.
Barney Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.